Tefillah for Life, Shir 541, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Kairach. We are discussing the Pasuk, Chilu Milefanav Kal Haaretz. We tell the land to have fear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we explain that really there are two kinds of fear. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't punish you, and that's a lower kind of a Yiras Shamayim. But then there's the higher kind of Yiras Shamayim, which is called Yiras HaRoimimus. You should be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. And even though there are many levels to Yiras HaRoimimus, and it's difficult for a person to attain very high levels of Yiras HaRoimimus, but basic levels of Yiras HaRoimimus should be elementary for any believing Yid. Anyone that goes outside and looks up at the sky, or studies any part of this world, and realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesome power and brilliance that you see in every aspect of this world, should immediately feel Yiras Shamayim. And that is the Yiras Shamayim that we strive to attain. It's something that takes effort. It's not something that a person will be born with. Chazal say, HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz MiYiras Shamayim. Everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control, so to speak. He hands it over to the person. Besides for Yiras Shamayim. Besides for this feeling of awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person gives a little bit of thought into it, it's something he can feel. And that is the first part of this pasuk. Chilu milefanav kol haaretz. Tremble from before him, everybody on this world. When you realize what it means to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why you should tremble. Not because you're afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy you, Chas V'Shalom. But rather you should tremble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. And that's the end of the pasuk. Af tikain tevel bal timait. The Ribbono Shel Olam set up this world in a way that it shouldn't budge. It shouldn't fall apart. There's no natural way to explain this. This world runs perfectly. Everything runs smoothly. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam was tikkun tevel baltimot. And that is where the chilu milefanav of kol haaretz should come from. That's where your attitude of Yiras Shamayim should come from. It should be a yira of awe and respect in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the message of this pasuk is. Chilu milefanav kol haaretz. The entire land should tremble from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af tikain tevel bal timait. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam even set up a world, and he solidified the world in a way that it shouldn't budge. And therefore, when you realize that and think about that, you should automatically feel Yiras Shamayim. That is the basic Yiras Shamayim that we are asking a person to internalize.